Palestinians in Gaza are struggling to cope after days of heavy rain flooded tent camps and caused war-damaged buildings to collapse, killing at least 12 people, including a two-week-old baby. Health officials say the infant died from hypothermia, while others were crushed when weakened buildings gave way under wind and rain. Emergency crews are warning people to stay out of damaged homes, but with much of Gaza in ruins, many families say they have nowhere else to go. Willy Nyeko is an emergency coordinator for the World Food Programme in Gaza. He joined me earlier.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us, first of all, what conditions are like right now for families who are in Gaza trying to survive this winter?
Well, I can tell you that the rains have actually shown, and the rains in the winter has actually shown that people are very, very ill-equipped to deal with what's coming. We have a situation where, one, is there's not enough shelter. There's not enough tents, and those who have tents are in locations that get flooded. Others are living in abandoned buildings that collapse, and we've seen them collapsing with the rains. We have the sewage system has failed. It's all been broken since the start of the war, and you have sewage flowing into the run of water. You have difficulties in moving trucks of food and other humanitarian assistance from the border crossings to the interior of Gaza because the roads are all bombed out or dug up, right? Based on that situation, there's a very big need for good shelter, obviously we're not seeing enough of that coming through at the crossings, and that there's more that needs.
Tell me about how the heavy rain and the cold that we're seeing has changed the sorts of aid and food that you need to be able to get into Gaza.
I would say on the food security situation, we've seen a bit of an improvement, especially since the ceasefire. And I'm saying a bit of an improvement because we're coming from August this year when famine was declared in Gaza. I would say since this ceasefire, the World Food Programme has been able to move in about 70,000 metric tons of food. And that has allowed us to, you know, restart giving food parcels to families. It has allowed us to restart working with bakeries to provide fresh bread. We're giving digital cash to families. Nutrition has been started in hot meals. We're also seeing an improved flow of commercial goods. But then again, the situation is still extremely fragile, you know, with not only the winter the rains, but also the overall situation in Gaza, where we're seeing 80% unemployment almost the entire population is dependent on food aid. And that food aid depends on the ceasefire being in place effectively. What we're seeing is regular claims of violations from either side to the ceasefire. So if I may point out what we need is, you know, for current levels of food assistance to continue. For that, we need the ceasefires to remain in place. Of course, we'll need to start providing forms of assistance that allows people to develop self-reliance. And for that, we need markets to function. Right now, we've got now commercial goods coming in, but the prices are so high, they're unaffordable to the families.
How do you go about that transition from dependence on humanitarian support to a functioning market system? How are we going to be able to breach that step to get to that position?
The first one is consolidation of what we have. And that's why, you know, we need to continue providing food assistance, food aid at the level that we do. But now we also need to start looking at how can we reclaim, agricultural land that have been damaged. And I can tell you that a large part of it has either been damaged or is inaccessible. How do we reclaim that? How do we provide forms of assistance, say, cash-based assistance, which is linked to people, working on those farms, on those farmland in order to be able to produce. We're looking at how we can work with some of the mills in order to be able to get the milling of the wheat grains done inside Gaza, in addition to working with, partners like the Food and Agriculture Organization and other local partners as well to see how we can restart agricultural production.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm talking to Willy Nyeko, an emergency coordinator at the World Food Programme in Gaza. Now, there is the ceasefire in place in Gaza. As you mentioned, that's something that's critically important to being able to continue to get aid into Gaza. But we have had those deadly incidents recently. Tell me, how secure does the situation feel day to day for civilians in Gaza, but also for aid workers like your team?
I can tell you there's a sense of trepidation every time there's a ceasefire violation and a large-scale response to that. People are still traumatized from, you know, the collapse of the first ceasefire when there was a lot of hope. We saw when that ceasefire came in, people moved away from the locations where they'd been displaced, and you know, from the middle area in Gaza, from southern Gaza, back to the north. But that quickly collapsed, and people were pushed back again, and they'd lost, you know, every little investment that they made back. Now, what we're seeing is not the same level of return back to those locations. What we're seeing is people being very hesitant, people being very cautious, but hopeful as well that, you know, the situation will improve. And there's big hope of the second phase of this ceasefire coming. For humanitarians, operationally, it's a nightmare, right? Before the ceasefire, Gaza, which is about 40 kilometers long, sometimes took one all day to move from one end to the next because of a series of, holding points and green lights and having to communicate with the forces on either side. The situation is relatively improved now, but it is still dangerous. We still have teams that, you know, occasionally have the vehicles impacted by bullets as they go. We still find, especially around, the yellow line area, that zone that separates the Palestinian-controlled and the Israeli-controlled side. That zone is seeing a lot of violence against humanitarian trucks and vehicles that are moving there, seeing violence against people who are coming to try and get aid in that area.
Willy Nyeko, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.